Well, the postnuptials are similar to prenuptials, but they're signed after you marry. And they're usually entered into for very different reasons. So a couple's been married, say, 8 years, and then suddenly one of them says, I want to do a postnuptial agreement. They want to agree on how their assets and debts are going to get divided.
Isn't that kind of like saying we are going to get divorced or hinting to that?
And much more than the prenups. The postnups usually only come to the surface when something's gone awry in the marriage.
Maybe. So, for example, if I cheated, Barb?
I have had several clients over the years whose spouses have cheated, and they've come and said, look, we don't really want a divorce. We want the marriage to try and work, but the trust is gone right now. And so we do postnuptial agreements and avoid the fight later.
It's either sign this now or we're going to file for divorce now.
Sometimes that's the threat, and other times it's just the insurance that perhaps the spouse that cheated wants to give the other spouse to entice them to stay in the marriage and work on it.
Wouldn't I be entering into that agreement under duress then? My wife is basically saying either I'm going to take your business or you're going to sign this agreement.
Well, I don't think it would hold up as duress. If she has grounds to divorce you, that's her legal right, and she can choose not to.
And I guess I could walk away.
Exactly.
Do you see it most commonly with adulterous relationships?
I've seen, I think, about four of them in the 20 years I've been practicing, so they're not that common, but the four I've seen have been over the last 6 years, and they have been where one spouse is, so to speak, stepped out on the other.
And postnuptials are completely enforceable?
Again, if they're fair and equitable, when they're entered into and when they're enforced, yes.
And everything can be included in them? You can talk about the divorce, or is it like a prenup where you can't talk about that?
You can't agree to divorce or change the grounds for divorce. You're basically dividing your assets between each other.
All right. We'd love to know what you think about the subject. Give us a call at 1-800-TALK-WGY or send us an email at info@tellyrinkyshow.com. We'll be back from the news and weather in about 3 minutes, and we'll be talking more about child custody and child support.